welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Transportation System.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Double Dose of Disney podcast. As always, my name is Brittany and I am joined here today by my dinosaur-loving husband, Tony. Of all the parks at Walt Disney World, the one that I feel like gets the worst rap for being skippable or half-day park is Animal Kingdom, especially with first-time guests. But this is one of our favorite parks. There's so much to do here and so many exciting and relaxing experiences to take part in during your day that maybe some people may miss. So today we're sharing some lesser-known activities to take part in at the park and whether we feel they are something that you must hit or you could skip on your vacation. And for everyone who's tuning in, play along at home and let us know what you think over on our Instagram. I'll post stories or polls. I'll do the same thing on our... I don't know if we can do TikTok stories because we're not 2000. If you're not following us on TikTok, you should be. But we will either way do it over on Instagram. So you ready?
Ready. This is a hot topic because Animal Kingdom is a lot of people is half day park.
I hear people say it's a zoo.
You could skip this park in general.
Right. Like,
no.
Yeah.
No. Let me tell you why.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, there's certain activities, and we'll get into, like, there's some of them on here that I'll ask, and then we'll talk about them. But I feel like when we first started going to Animal Kingdom, there were several things that we skipped that now we're like, we love this. And doing those things lengthens out your day, you know?
Yep. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So, first up. Exploring the Discovery Island trails as you walk into the park. This one's kind of specific. And sipping a Joffrey's.
Yeah, you have to be doing both.
Yeah, so if you don't know, when you walk in to Animal Kingdom is the Discovery Island area. So you're going to walk in, and as you're walking in, there's these really cool trails that you can see, like, animals in different habitats, like the Babarusa, or if you've watched... What is that show on...
It's like an anteater?
No, the Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom. If you watch that show, you'll see some of the animals. And they're in these habitats. But we see so many people that just walk past these trails to go to an attraction.
So for us, this park, you get there early. You know, you want to get there when it's cool.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people say safari is, like, really good in the mornings.
Yeah.
Okay, going back to our point, though. This one is you have to do. If not first thing in the morning... When you have some downtime or in between things, definitely go and go around the Tree of Life and everything around like that where the animals are in the front there. And yeah, because a lot of people don't, I don't think a lot of people even know there's animals in a lot of these.
No, and I think that's something that we've talked about too. Like, I don't think a lot of people realize that. When you're getting to Animal Kingdom, there's a Joffrey's stand and it's right before you go through like the turnstiles, I guess, if you will, or like scan in to get into the park. So we grab a Joffrey's there usually, or I'll grab a Joffrey. Sometimes Tony doesn't get it. And then we'll go explore like the Discovery Island trails on our way in. Also, too, I think something that a lot of people don't know about is there is, a character called Divine?
I was going to say Divine's always around the front there.
Yeah.
I think the cast member said.
It?
Well, she's just a big, I don't even know what she is. And does anybody know, is it from?
She's supposed to be a Vine.
Is it, but from Any Movie or Nothing?
No, so it's just a Disney park thing.
Yeah, some 12-foot on stilts lady. It looks like a leafy vine.
Personally, I think it's creepy.
Everybody does. Even the cast member that was waiting for her to come out, she's like, this is kind of weird. She might even be here right now because we saw her standing there. Like, what are you standing here for? She's like, Divine's probably going to come out here pretty quick.
No, she said Miko is coming out.
We were talking about Divine. She's like, I don't even know. She may be here right now. Because you can't even see her out of time. But she's always in the front, but I don't think she's anywhere else.
The only way you can tell where she is if you catch a glimpse of her face. And like Tony said,
she's... There's a cast member there, too.
Yeah, she's normally, like, in, like, where, like, the foliage is, and she's off to the right-hand side. I've never seen her anywhere else.
It's just so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, she just moves so slow, and it's just, like, kind of... It's creepy.
It is creepy, but it's a cool Disney thing.
We're gonna get a picture next time.
It's a cool Disney thing. There's cool detail to it, but yeah, no, I totally agree.
It's not creepy. It's just different. It's weird.
Yeah. But like these trails have really cool things. And what you said too is you said like go in the middle of the day. What we've talked about at night, so at Animal Kingdom, a lot of the animals go into their home, I guess you would call it. They go off stage, quote unquote. at some point during the day, like whenever the park closes. But I'm pretty sure that the animals that are in the front areas of the park as you're walking out, like on those trails, they're going to put those up a little bit like sooner. So if you don't see them, you may miss them. Because the park usually closes about 7 or 8. And it's like, I guess during the summertime, it's not always dark. But
And this is one of those, like, this is usually our first park.
Right.
Or one of the first parks, because we usually coast into Disney. And it's a slow day.
Yeah.
The day after you get off the airplanes, or maybe even the day, I don't know. But it's our first park. Yeah. So we take it easy. So it's just one of those things, like these trails. This is one of the trails, or whatever you want to call it. Is it a trail?
Mm-hmm. It's a trail.
Yeah. I mean, in the morning or in the afternoon, we have time, just like something to kill, walk around with the food or drink or whatever, just hang out and see something you haven't seen before.
Yeah, and these trails will eventually, like, as you kind of, like, meander around them, I guess, it will eventually lead you to, like, the Tree of Life around, like, the backside and stuff. We finally made it to the backside of the Tree of Life this past time.
Not always open, we found out.
Yeah, it wasn't always open, and it was closed for, like, renovation or something. They were redoing the concrete one time we were there. But it's beautiful. So if you can do that, too, you can also go to a Bug's Life, like, when you're there. So, I mean, there's really, like, a lot of cool things to do around that area.
Number two, B. This one is actually a pretty, I don't know what the words I'm thinking of. Most people don't ever do this one. Riding the Wildlife Express train over to Rafiki's Planet Watch to explore the affection section and take part in the animation experience. There's a lot there.
Is this a hit or a skip for you?
It's not every time.
So it's a skip sometimes, a hit sometimes.
If you haven't done it, it's you have to do it.
Yeah.
But depending on our day, especially now because we have less time, what we can do.
Right.
It's way selective for us. But I want to do it every time because we did the animation the last time. I've always wanted to do it. And we actually have our pictures, but we can post those somewhere.
Yeah, we made, it was the pig from Moana. I can't think of his name right now. I want to say Pua. Yeah, it's Pua. We did that. I say that this one is a hit. Because if you're trying to make this park more of like a full day park and you have never been to Animal Kingdom before, this is a good way to do it. But like what you said, it's depending on the crowd levels, if there's a long line to get over there.
It can take a while to get back and forth on that train. So you take a train and actually you can see parts of backstage, animals and their...
The rhinos and their habitat.
Their habitats, that's what it was. Yeah, so some backstage stuff was just pretty cool, but you just gotta have a good solid hour or so you're gonna be invested back there because you're not gonna be. It's not like a I don't like this and leave real quick.
And I don't, you know what? I don't know if can you take strollers over there or do you have to leave your stroller?
We were not part of that group at the time.
I don't remember. It's like I enjoy doing it. It's really relaxing to take the train ride. It's really fun.
I guess you fold it up, mate. Probably.
Yeah, I guess so. It's really fun. The affection section for us is like it's goats. If you've ever pet a goat before, you've pet
a goat.
You've
been to a carnival somewhere, they got the petting goats, zoo. They got pigs, I think maybe you got a, there's no horse in there. They got about three or four different animals in there.
Yeah, and like Tony said, if you've been to a carnival or rodeo,
but you got little this. Kids though, that's probably the only place you're going to get to do that anymore.
No, that's true. That's true. And I mean, it's cool that it's in Disney, and maybe if you're waiting for the animation experience. One time though, when we were over there, remember there was a show.
Well, that's how I was going to break it down. So you ride a train there. There's the petting animals out front.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times they bring an animal to the side of that and kind of tell you about it. There's like, yeah, I don't know if it's how often. We'll look that, have to look that up and figure it out. There's how often there are those shows that they come on the side of the affection section and tell you about the animal if they're willing to come out, of course. And inside... You can also do the animation experience, but on the outside of that, in indoors, there's all kinds of animals, snakes, all pretty much just all kind of like little reptiles. And that's where if you get lucky, like winning the lottery, you get to see if there's some kind of emergency. A surgery or something may happen back there. They got the little open little vet windows where if there's something going on, they need to do something to the animal, you can make it lucky and see something.
Yeah, so what it is at Rafiki's Planet Watch, like Tony said, I totally forgot about all of that stuff.
Yeah, so there's like five things to do in this whole little journey.
Yeah, so it really is worth it. We've done the train a couple of times. I was trying to look to see, I can't find the name of that show. It used to, it was a show that we had watched before where they brought out an anteater. Like Tony said, Animal Kingdom is very big on, what do they say?
They're not going to make the animals do what they don't
want
to do.
Yeah, like if only, they only do something if the animals want to.
So the show you need to go watch for the background is...
Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Okay. Yeah, so you'll see that room we're talking about. They use a lot. Put them on
there. Well, no. So they have this show where they have just like benches and you can sit and you can, they'll talk about, we watched an anteater there before and stuff. And then in addition to that, there is the vet hospital, like Tony said, and that's where they do all the operations at. I'm pretty sure the first time we went, we saw them doing like a sonogram on a scorpion. Disney does like, the way that Disney cares for everything is absolutely amazing. I think I said one time, I was like, when the girls were at the NICU, do you remember that? When the girls were at the NICU, I was like, this is like watching the magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom. And Tony was like, these are babies. I was like, I know, but they just take such good detail in everything that they do. And so that's really cool. But like you said, very rarely do you get to see like those.
I think they plan stuff. I don't think they really want to do that very often. Right. For everybody, because just the, I don't know, the crowd draws, just, I don't know, I just feel like I never hear anybody talking about they've ever seen anything there.
Yeah, I'm sure if it's something that's more in-depth or invasive, they probably schedule it when they can.
End of the day, like we always talk about, you can't be in a hurry. Disney. There's times where, obviously, you're like a Magic Kingdom and it's a chaos all day because that's where all the rides and everything, but take your time at Animal Kingdom and like, this is one you're not going to enjoy if you're not just sitting back, just enjoying the day, taking it slow, like this park in general, you just take it slow. There's not a whole lot of rides. You can get everything done.
Yeah.
So like, especially for this, like I said, you have to do it once. From there, it's based on your day.
True.
That's how we kind of take it now.
Yeah, that's true. Because some things close early. Like, we'll get into other attractions that close early. So we kind of have to gauge it on, okay, if we can do only, and I want to see if this one closes a little bit earlier before the park too. Like, so if we have to give up one thing to do this, we'll probably not.
Well, last time we had... Their first time taking our girls there, and there's, you know, just there was no time for it.
Right. I'm sure as the
we
girls.
We would do it every time.
I'm sure as the girls get older, I think we would love, like, I'm sure they'll love the train, but we'll see. Okay, next one. Watching the winged encounters as the macaws take flight. If you don't know, at the front of the Tree of Life in the Discovery Island area, so when you're walking into Animal Kingdom, you walk down this like hill and there's kind of like the two big gift shops, one on each side. And then there's this fencing, and around there throughout the day, it's called Winged Encounters, and these macaws like fly in formation. It's a really cool show.
Again, if you go.
But is it a hit or is it a skip?
You can, if you go back to the show, what was it? The Animal Kingdom? Mm-hmm. They'll show you the background and all these like the training and everything too behind these guys.
Yeah, if you watch that show, you'll basically see like.
I don't think we're not gonna not sell Animal Kingdom. I think we're probably gonna say yes to all these. So I'm gonna say it's a skip if it's not first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I agree. Because I wouldn't go out of your way.
Yeah, unless you get lucky, I wouldn't just sit. You know, it sets up the day too. It gets you in the mood, seeing animals. Like it's kind of like looking at the tree when you walk in, take pictures, like. It wasn't last minute. It was the time before we were there. It was all there. We were taking our pictures, and they just happened to be doing that show right when we were walking there. It was just like everything was boom, boom, boom. But yeah, I wouldn't. Don't hang around and try to, you know, there's other stuff to do.
Yeah, I agree. Because
it's
also,
not first thing.
Also, too, you can be in another area of the park and you can see, like, depending on where you're at, you can see the birds flying over. And it still is cool. Like, they're not going to fly over you as closely, which as a side note, I am someone who's terrified of birds, and a bird like flew like
they're about a foot over your head.
Yeah, it was like a little too close.
I mean, you can probably hit one.
Yeah.
Well, it'll hit you.
Yeah. So it depends on what you like. I like you said, it's a skip, unless it's first thing in the morning. Okay. Enjoying lunch and a drink at Nomad Lounge as you watch the character flotillas go by.
Nah, I'm not a fan.
Hit or skip?
No, it's obviously a hit.
Yeah, I agree.
It just feels like you're in a secluded little jungle, right? You know, like little bungalow right there, because it's quiet. Not a lot of people can sit around you outside there. I mean, especially at the end of the day.
It's a lounge, but they have a Tiffin's is the signature dining location in Animal Kingdom. And Nomad Lounge is the lounge right next door to it. So you can get like the bread service that they also serve at Tiffin's at Nomad Lounge. You can sit inside or outside. We've sat outside before along the railing. They also have seating more, it's kind of like lounge style seating. So if you have your kids with you or something like that, it's like a chaise lounge or like a sectional type like outdoor setup. But they have entrees and appetizers and light bites, and they even have a kids menu too. So it's a very like family friendly lounge. So I definitely say this one is a hit. We didn't go here on our last trip only because we had said we were going to try all new dining this trip, and we knew like if we went to Nomad Lounge, we wouldn't go eat somewhere new. So we skipped it.
Well, but this is one you're not going to do if you don't like a little bit of interest food, because they're not going to have like a burger really here or anything like that. It's different stuff.
Yeah, it's like
more cultural stuff and some different things they have for appetizers throughout the year, like for, you know, different times of the month for, like, you know, Hispanic month, where they have like different kind of, you know, things for that.
Right. They have a seasonal.
The word escapes me that I'm looking for.
They have a seasonal menu. They have different things that kind of stay on the menu. Like they have a poke bowl that stays on the menu. But then they have light bites. I'm pretty sure you got
pretty
like
small menu too,
pork belly sliders one time when we went there. So they have like a tuna poke bowl, Bangkok chicken wings, pineapple glazed pork belly, Korean barbecue, mushroom bao buns, grilled chicken saute, Tiffin's bread service, churros. Churros are the thing that like Nomad Lounge is kind of known most for like food. These churros are actually gluten-free too. So they have like a vanilla crema, and then they also have a seasonal sauce. And then they have Cuban Frida sliders, and they'll also have like kids like entrees and stuff. And like Tony said, they have a separate menu that's kind of just like seasonal items that rotate out.
So yeah, if you're not adventurous, if you don't care about having any kind of cocktail or anything, then you're not. Then yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah, they have mocktails and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. So when you sit along the water here, we've never seen the character flotillas go by, but they do float down that waterway right there, so you could see them.
I was trying to think if they went through that one or not.
They do, but we just never see them.
All the lily pads.
It connects to that big one that's behind Flame Tree Barbecue.
And you're looking at the bridge that takes you to
Pandora.
Yeah, Pandora. It's like Avatar Land.
Okay, next one. Having a cocktail or a corner on the cob while you watch Harambe Village acrobats. Having a cocktail from like, the Dawa Bar, or a corner on the cob from like the Harambe Market stand.
Yeah, and this one you have to do.
Yeah.
Because any point of the day, it doesn't matter what point, there's something going on there, and it's the biggest intersection. It's like traffic everywhere, so that could get you in the good vibe, like just, you know, it's a little party there. You got the acrobats there pretty much like once an hour or something.
There's the acrobats, and then they rotate out with the Tam Tam drummers. So there's pretty much, like you said, there's pretty much always something.
We always need to figure out what this guy's name is when he plays.
Cora Tinga Tinga.
Cora Tinga Tinga.
But he doesn't play in that. He plays like over on the other side, but Harambe Market.
He has been there before.
Yeah, he has.
I guess he migrated where the focus was just on him now.
Yeah. Disney. So if you look on the like the Disney World app, you can look up for like when the Harambe Village acrobats will be performing, as well as the Tam Tam drummers, so you can make sure to be there. The Dawa Bar is just like a really fun, like relaxing, like atmosphere.
They got some tabletops there.
Yeah, usually it's not really a bar. They just have a bar.
It's covered so you can get out of the sun.
Right.
And we can always usually find a seat, even though there's only like three tabletops there.
Yeah.
So that's normally stuff that doesn't happen at Disney. More times than not, 90% of the people they're killing all the spots and sitting at these restaurants and eat the bars, they're not even having anything there.
Right.
This is one where I feel like the only people that sit there are the people actually getting a drink there.
Yeah.
This is weird. Normally, people at Disney, they just fill everything up. Well,
and this one is connected to why am I forgetting all the names today? This one is connected to...
It's right on the side of Lion King.
The character dining...
Tusker.
Tusker House. Yes, thank you. I don't know what is happening to me today. I'm blanking. Tony?
I was shooting him out of the hip on that one.
Yeah, so Tusker House, if you're going to Tusker House for character dining, it shares it's like hidden. The same, like, yeah, it's around the corner from the Dawa Bar, but you can just sit at the Dawa Bar, you can have a drink, or like, I've gotten red. So one thing that I used to do at Disney that I haven't done in a while, I want to do it next trip, is I would get wine in the areas that we were in. So in Africa, I think I talked about this maybe on the podcast, on like the last podcast that came out, but I like in Africa, I would get like an African wine, which African wines are known to be really good. So they have the Dawa Bar has different African wines that you can choose from. So we'd sit there and grab one. But there's also the Harambe. I think it's Harambe fruit stand is what it's called.
Tell the story.
And they sell corn on the cob. So it's corn on the cob that's dipped in butter that's seasoned. And I went to go get it. I've only gotten it once, but I went to go get it one time. And I think it was like the last day of our trip. And we were wearing like our anniversary buttons because it was one of our anniversary trips. And the cast member was like, this is on me and Mickey today. And I just started crying. But going and like just experiencing like the Harambe Village acrobats, the Tam Tam drummers, Cora Tinga Tinga, like Tony was talking about, it really like what we love about Animal Kingdom is you truly feel like you are in Africa.
Well, that's what I was thinking about. I was gonna, you gotta, I'm like, if you're not gonna, like I said, go back Earth time, if you're not gonna slow down and be immersed in it all, then it's just kind of gonna be is what it is, kind of a theme park. Like, you're gonna get do some rides, but if you're not gonna stay, like, they're putting you back in this environment no matter where you're at, like, yeah, being involved and with what's going on. Getting the special drinks and stuff that you can only get at certain parks, or like they're from a certain area, you know, at whatever Africa, or like the one you can get, you know, that's the green beer.
In Pandora.
In Pandora, like there's, figure out what's exclusive to parks or where you're at. That's you just gotta stay in. In the park where you're at.
That's something like when we go in a couple of months, like that's something that I really want to do. I don't think I did it this trip. I was telling Tony the other day. The girls are now 4 months. If you don't know, we have identical twin girls. They're about to be 4 months old. And so it's like, I feel like I have like this, like, I don't know. It's more like of my like mental headspace back. When we went to Disney last month, like it was like, okay, I know once we get there, everything will be fine. But I don't feel like I planned for it as much as I would have. Or it was kind of maybe like a little bit like stressed about what was going to happen with the girls. If you are taking your kids to Disney for the first time, just know you're going to have a blast no matter what. And so just take that like pressure off yourself. It's like when we played golf at Disney one time, they said, all that matters is having fun basically. And so
we sucked.
Yeah. And so planning those things, like Tony said, planning those things, like slowing down. I really want to make sure that like when we go to Pandora, we like you get the green beer. I think you get that every time anyway, but like, I want to get the beer, the wine that's themed to the place that we're at or whatever it is, and really kind of like take in those specialty things, you know?
Yep. You've got to just, and that's what's, it's, it, if you think about the wrong aspects, not nice, but it is nice now. Everything is slowed. It's slowed down, but yeah, it's sped up for us now with having the girls. It's like, we can't just go vrooming through everything. So we got to, it makes us really slow down even more than we already did. Right. Walking around and, you know, just seeing everything.
Yeah. No, I definitely think...
We don't see everything now, especially.
No, but I think that this time, I think when we go back in May, I feel like going back in May, there'll be 6 months then, which is wild and makes me want to cry. But at the same time, like, it will be... We'll just have that much more of a balance by then. And I think maybe we will be able to go slower. They will be able to stay in their strollers longer and sleep or something like that. And we'll be able to kind of, like, go with the flow of them, like, taking their naps, and we're, like, doing different things like this during downtime. Okay. Oh, also, in that area, too, so that's kind of, like, the most congested area of the Africa section. Not saying that in a bad way. That's a really fun thing, because it feels like an African village.
It's a four-way, like, intersection. Yeah. So there's people that come from every part of the park.
So when you're there, if you go to the Dawa Bar, right beside it, one of my favorite Imagineering details at Animal Kingdom, you know what I'm talking about, right, is... There, it looks like a two-story building, and I just love this detail so much. And there's a door upstairs, and it sounds like people are like beating on the door, like of the upstairs room. So just like go and stand next to the Dawa Bar, closer to the safari, and you'll be able to listen to like this detail. And it sounds like people are beating out the door, like either trying to get in or get out, whatever it is. You can maybe listen to the story of it. It's always so loud that I'm not able to. But I think that that's just a really fun Imagineering detail.
There's usually a food, like a drink cart right in front of it.
Yeah. Next one, you want to read this one?
relaxing again as you explore Maharaja Jungle Trip.
Maharaja Jungle Trip.
Tigers, lions, and bears, and water buffalo.
Tigers, gibbons, water buffalo, and more. There's no
this
lions.
This is another one where you can, I like to just grab a beer and just walk real slow.
Yeah, we did this one last time. The girls are sleeping, so we were like, what can we do with them, like, since they're in the stroller? What can we do? We walked through here. There's also, is this the one that...
So the best thing is the gorillas.
The gorillas are on the other one.
Oh, okay.
Are on Gorilla Falls.
Gorilla Falls, never mind.
Yeah, this is Maharaja. The one, and the reason I put this one on here is because I feel like a lot of people skip out on this one. This is one of the attractions that we didn't see until I think like our third trip to Animal Kingdom. We just didn't know it was there.
We didn't know where it was.
Yeah, so when you're at Animal Kingdom, there's Yak and Yeti Local Foods, which is a quick service location outside of Yak and Yeti, and it's right beside there. If you just walk, if you turn on the side of the building and keep walking back, you'll run into the Maharaja Jungle Truck Trail. And it's so cool. There's also a whole space with like birds that you can walk through. We've done it before. We didn't do it this trip, obviously, because we had the girls' stroller.
You can bypass it if you're not a bird person.
Yeah. We bypassed it before, but we've also done it. And they're not like I'm not a fan of like big birds. These are like smaller.
They also have bats.
Yeah, they do have bats. You can bypass that too, I think.
Yeah.
We've walked in and seen the bats before, but I don't think we do that every time either. So sometimes we just check out the tiger, and the tiger's really, really cool.
And that one's hit or miss because halftime you won't even be able to see them.
And before you get to Maharaja Jungle Truck, that's also in the area where Cali River Rapids is. There's the monkeys that are out too. And those you can only see like certain times of the day. So there's really like all of these things in Animal Kingdom. Like Tony said, if you just slow down and take your time, you could spend an hour and a half in Pandora, like outside of like riding the attractions, just walking around looking at like there's like the area where you can play the drums. There's you can watch see the floating mountains. Like there's all these things to do. And that's just in one land.
Yeah, between the trails, basically everything we're talking about on here, this is a good 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah, definitely. Next one. Stopping to watch the Viva Gaia Street Band. Do you remember the Viva Gaia Street Band?
Yep.
And so the Viva Gaia Street Band is, if you are in Animal Kingdom, if you're going to Flame Tree Barbecue, they perform directly across from Flame Tree Barbecue. Would this be a hit or a skip for you?
It's a skip.
It is?
Only if you're... walking in the park, hang
True.
Out, or if you're going to eat, and it's right there at a Flame Tree.
Okay, but I have a concession. So, to me, this is a hit to time it right, to eat at Flame Tree Barbecue, I guess what you were just saying, but eat at Flame Tree Barbecue and get to see the Viva Gaia Street Band.
Yeah, I'm not going to plan it out to be, you know, and they only play for like 15, 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah, it just makes it really fun to me and really casual. That's kind of what I like about Animal Kingdom is sometimes it doesn't feel like I love the Disney parks, but it almost feels like you're getting like this 2-for-1 where like you're in a Disney park, but you're not. And the Viva Gaia Street Band is that. They like play music and stuff like that. Flame Tree Barbecue has really good barbecue. I love eating there and getting their... we've gotten like their pulled pork sandwich before. I've gotten their roasted chicken salad. They also have a drink that I love that's like it's like a cider beer. But anyway, if you go to Flame Tree Barbecue, it's worth checking out the Viva Gaia Street Band.
Yeah, and like I said, I think they play 3 to 4 times a day. So you're probably gonna see them at some point or hear them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't prioritize. Yeah, hanging out.
No, and because it's not...
See him.
It's like, they have... It says that the band mixes up energetic melodies, join a diverse troupe of exuberant musicians leading a Caribbean street party. So it's kind of like a street party. That's why it kind of feels like you're not in Animal Kingdom. Today, they performed from like every hour until 5 o'clock. So, you can pretty much catch them throughout your day, especially because when you're walking past Flame Tree Barbecue, you walk into Dino Land, and so you could kind of bypass them to get into Dino Land.
On the next one. On the last.
Taking time to meet Mickey and Minnie at Adventure's Outpost. I put this one on here because I feel like a lot of people don't realize that maybe there's a Mickey and Minnie meet and greet in Animal Kingdom. This one's really fun because you get to meet both Mickey and Minnie together. I kind of wish we would have done this on our trip with the girls. Is it a hit every single time?
Like most of these, you have to do it once.
Right.
But then you also have to have them take pictures with your phone because those cameras are not good with the box that they take them in.
That's a good point, yeah. Because a lot of times when you meet, like if you go to meet Mickey at Town Square Theater, it's just Mickey. Even if you go to Red Carpet Dreams in Hollywood Studios, you get to meet Mickey and Minnie, but it's like separate. You don't get to take a photo with both of them together. So this may be the only character meet and greet. So they only have one character meet and greet with Mickey in each park. So at Epcot, I don't think it's Minnie with him. And then at Hollywood Studios, it's not. So this is the only meet and greet where you can meet Mickey and Minnie together. So yes, this is a hit.
Once. You gotta do it once.
But I think next time we go, I think we should do the meet and greet the girls because our girls love Minnie Mouse. They have little Minnie Mouse lovies and they're like death grips on them all the time now. I think this one will be really fun because they can meet Minnie and Mickey together.
Probably more fun was Donald.
Yeah.
Because he's dressed up as, he's like, it's not Safari, he's like Dino.
Dino Bash.
Dinos.
Yeah. Do you have any other ones that maybe I forgot about?
That's what I was thinking about, other than the meet and greet back there with him.
The Donald's Dino Bash. For that one, it's Chip and Dale 2.
Yeah, I think we've seen them. I don't think we've seen them very often, but maybe once or twice.
Well, there's Donald's Dino Bash and Joy and Donald and his friends for a prehistoric party over 200 million years in the making. So you get to meet Dino Donald Duck. And then you can also see Daisy. You can even catch Chip and Dale sporting some Nutty Dinos inspired costumes. That one's a really fun one too. I think Dino Land is so fun and I really hope that they like don't retheme it.
The only thing I would say is you have to see Animal Kingdom at night. Don't leave the park.
That's true.
I would say you don't have to see the Tree of Life every time. That's one.
No, I didn't put that on there, but the Tree of Life has like, it's called Tree of Life Awakenings in the evening time. I think a lot of people probably know about that one, but if we're being completely honest with you, to me, that one's disappointing.
After the first time I went and seeing it all, it was just crazy. But I feel like every single time I go back now, man, I just feel disappointed almost. Like, I felt like it's just different. It's just short.
I think because we've seen it before, or
feel so short of the little show that's on there.
Yeah, so I would say that, to me personally, I would say that's a skip. You don't have to. I told Tony last time when we were at Animal Kingdom, to me, it's crazy. Like, Disney has a reason for everything that they do. Obviously, they don't want fireworks going off at night in the park because they don't want to scare the animals. But I feel like the Tree of Life Awakenings are a skip because a lot of times at Animal Kingdom, if you get there in the morning, you can spend a full day there, meaning leaving at like 6, and you've probably done most of what you want to do because all of the animal habitats and things like that are already closed down. So really, it's just going to be like Pandora and dinosaurs left.
Pandora's almost more to see at night than the Tree.
I agree.
We usually stay till almost close. We go walk around Pandora, check it out. Sometimes we'll have that drink at Nomad. And then obviously you get your pictures and see the Tree of Life lit up.
Yeah.
On the way out, but it's not really worth staying. We usually kind of beat the crowd to go eat dinner or something instead of hanging out. If you're going to hang out and watch, you might as well just hang out till close and then let it kind of clear out.
Yeah, I agree. Like, so for
go
this
shopping
one.
Or something.
Okay, so I have another one. We kind of talked about it, but. I didn't even think about that until before this episode, but you brought up a good point. Going to Pandora, like, that's a hit. To me, a hit at night to see Pandora. Because they have all of these, like, there's, like, the way that they painted the concrete in the area and stuff like that, it's...
Last time I went, I think they were literally, they were putting on some fresh coating. Because they had it blocked off and they had a good little lacquer smell or something they were laying down. It was more glow-in-the-dark stuff or just a sealant. But yeah, they were...
Yeah, it's really cool. And in that area, there's Pongu Pongu, which is, like, kind of a snack stand. They have a Valley of Moara margarita that I love because it has boba pearls in it. That's where you can get the Pandora exclusive beer. It's a green beer. I think it's called the Hopscrog Ale. And then they also have the lumpias there, the pineapple lumpias that like you've always wanted to try that you haven't. But right next to it What is wrong with my brain today? The quick service.
And that's a wrap, folks. We'll see you next time.
the quick service dining location.
I'm lost next to you. I was thinking about Everest for some reason. I was trying to think if, Everest was crazy. Because we're never really over there at dark.
No, we haven't.
That's one of our first things we hit usually, so we don't really ever see that side of the park at dark, so I'm not sure.
No, but Setuli Canteen is a quick service dining location that I was talking about in Pandora. So,
I was virtually in Everest.
So what I would personally recommend doing is Pandora to me is a hit at night. I would head over into that area. You can, if you don't want to get an individual lightning lane for Flight of Passage, that line tends to go down in the evening time, so then you could potentially like hop on it. You're still gonna wait in a line.
Maybe by 15 or 20 minutes. It ain't gonna be 20 or 30 minutes.
No, but you could potentially ride that or Navi River Journey and then eat at Setuli Canteen for dinner. They have like Chipotle bowls and stuff like that. They also have cheeseburger pods. We're not as big a fan as the cheeseburger pods, but the bowls are great. But kind of hang out in that land, and that makes it a hit for me. Like, you could just like end your evening there, and then you get to walk out of Animal Kingdom at night. So, Expedition Everest, since you were over there, what do you think about like at night? We've never ridden it at night.
That's why I had no comments, because I can't remember us ever being over there.
Would it be a hit to
you? I ended that combo in my own conversation.
Would it be a hit to you to ride it at night?
It would obviously be more intense.
So the first time we went to Disney, we went and they had River of Lights, which was the evening show. And it was this really cool show that projected water over to like around the amphitheater, like water shows on the amphitheater. It was beautiful. And after COVID, that show just never came back. So that's kind of why a lot of people don't stay in this park in the evening time. We've never stayed. And depending on the time of year, it doesn't necessarily stay open until dark. But you got anything else?
So let us know what you think.
Yes.
I think we covered the whole park.
Yeah, I think we covered the whole park. But let us know over on Instagram. I'll put up a question box. Let us know if there's something that you think we missed out on that is something that you love. Like, obviously, we're not going to talk about as much as we love Dinosaur. Everybody knows about
the rise.
Things like
the
that.
Rise,
yeah.
There's stuff that like, you may skip or not know about.
Yeah. So let us know over there. But that's going to do it for today's episode. As always, be sure to give us a follow at the Double Dose of Disney Fam on both Instagram and TikTok to keep the fun rolling. And please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform that goes so far to help us continue growing our audience. We will see you right back here next time.
See ya.